Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tim Fox. Who's calling? 219-746.
Jose Lopez.
Jose, how are you?
How you doing, Tim? It's been a while.
It's been a while. You're in your car, right?
Yes, sir. I'm driving right now for out to work.
Well, awesome. Jose, what's on your heart?
I'll be honest, there's been a lot of delays. Tim. A lot of delays, a lot of attacks. Started ministry, I started doing podcasts, I started doing teachings. Everything went pretty good, and after that, everything just went down, like attacks, things like that. And my mom's in the hospital, my son is in jail, my brother's having a hard time. A lot of things going on, and I hope it makes sense what I'm saying.
Well, it's interesting, Jose, when you read the scripture, like I did this morning, let me say this, the scriptures to me have come alive since I've been reading the Mirror Bible. Okay. And I urge you to download that as soon as possible. It's not a lot of money.
Yep.
But it makes a scripture come alive. It makes the distance and delay thoughts of normal evangelical Christianity go away.
Okay.
Because the truth is, just like in Hebrews, it says, run the race of your spiritual. See, your spiritual life supersedes everything that you do in your physical life. You're not separated. You're one person. When you run it, when you are in the midst of it, okay, let me record this for you, Jose. When you're in the midst of it and you're running, you are focused basically on the race. Each step, you know, becomes your running, if you've ever done any running in sports, becomes natural to you, and you're looking for, if you will, pitfalls in order to, what's the end goal of the race, the 440, the triathlon or what have you, as you're running, that is to finish. Well, your life will never finish. Even though your bodily race will discontinue, your race, your life in Jesus continues completely. So in this scripture, you will find the persuasion comes as you realize along the way either challenges or easy, your life is to be a seamless, if you will, trust, a seamless faith that he gives you to trust in his word,
right,
along the way. No matter who, no matter what, no matter, you know, the the daily annoyances of today's event can never ever take your eyes, and this is the point that Jesus modeled for you and I as a man who represented Father God to Jose and represents mankind, who we are in Jesus this side of the resurrection, because all of your salvation, all of the pitfalls, everything that you go to is not planned for you. It is just about you having the faith, like in Hebrews, to run, continually run, not of your own faith, but realizing your faith in Him completes you and will give you the peace that passes all understanding. The attacks that you absolutely feel, and you know, I'd have to have my head under a rock or my life, you know, in a cave somewhere, to say there are no attacks. Yeah, there are difficulties in this life. This life has difficulties because people choose. They have their own choice. We're not robots. They choose either to believe in the love of God for them through Jesus Christ. An end is from the beginning. It's all good. It will work out for your good and their good. Or they get caught up in the machinations of the annoyances of the moment. And that skews their, if you will, don't allow your eyes to be taken off of the grace of God and the love of God for you and for them when you have contact with them. If not, your prayers rise up in yourself. You see, you know, you don't have to get out of your truck and go kneel somewhere or whatever. Your prayer is a continual relational value to Jesus about them.
Okay.
And when you understand there's no difference between you and there's no difference between them and Lord Jesus, Jesus is working in their life as well as He is working in your life, there's the key to a blessing. There's the key to effortless, I want you to get this, effortless living. Effortless living. What you don't know, you ask Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Because Jesus is already in you, Jose. He is your wisdom, your righteousness, your complete salvation was done 2,000 years ago without you having to do a thing for it. Therefore, right? Be at peace.
Yes.
See, be at peace for in your life for them. You're concerned about someone? You just talk in conversation, just like you're talking with me. In conversational, oh God, He remembers your sins no more. He has placed within you a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit. Therefore, as a son of God, you're a son of God, right? You believe that you're a son of God, right?
Yes.
Created in His image. See?
Amen.
So as you're a son of God, you spread not an eclipse of darkness like we did on the ninth, right? We saw that amazing thing happen. We were privileged to see it. Okay? But we shine the light of his love and his grace in darkness. Because their minds are full of darkness, you shine the light as you can. If not, you know, send them an email with a quote about how light overcomes darkness from the Mirror Bible. Invite them into the conversation that you are already having. That's what I do on The Prophet Is In. See, Jesus is the prophet. He's given us giftings, teaching, evangelism. You know, if I was to go out and evangelize, I would just say, God, Jesus loves you and he died for you 2,000 years ago. Just believe that you're a son of God. That's as simple as it gets.
Amen. Amen. That's cool.
Yeah, well, that is everybody. Because I'm convinced, as Paul writes, and once you read this for yourself, you'll get it, right? All men die in Adam. They die. All men live in Christ, all mankind.
Thank you.
See, it makes sense now, this whole thing in Revelation, you read in the Mirror Bible, there is a multitude beyond the language that John had in writing the appearance, revelation of Jesus. So many people are there. It's just amazing. So I'm going to send this to you, Jose. Make sure I have, if you changed your email address, make sure I have it, okay?
Yeah, I got it. I'll receive it.
And just in case you want something a little different, just send me, the Prophet Fox webpage, prophetfox.com. 502-795, are you there? Hello? 702. Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh, this is Brandon Nix. Tim.
Brandon, how are you, bro?
Hey, doing well.
Good. Let me give you a quick word. There's, I got like 17 minutes. I put way too short this time on Blog Talk. You get an allotted amount of minutes. Hey, this word's for you. Anyway, run the race of your spiritual life with persuasion. Hebrews 12:1 in the Mirror Bible. That persuasion has welled up within you, Brandon, to the point to where when you look into this persuasion, oh, this is such a beautiful picture, bro. You're looking into the waterfalls like the Niagara waterfalls of continuance, of him showing his continuance and love and grace and completeness in you to where you're overwhelmed. You're just standing like you would in the physical sense, your bodily sense, outside of the Niagara Falls of his love and his amazing plans that unfold just like the water flowing over these falls and creating such an, whoa, this is so good. I'm so glad I'm reading. Such an atmosphere of enjoyment of those who you invite, you know, to the gatherings, because you're inviting those who realize and are waking up, if you will, have been evangelized by the Spirit of God to wake up and realize their living waters, their waterfall of living waters flowing out of them. Therefore, you're just, like I said to Jose, you're joining them. You're inviting them into the conversation you're already having with Elohim. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brandon. Hey, listen, I'm sorry I didn't put more time on this. I don't know if I have your email address. Please send me an email to tfox@profitfox.com. I got about 15 minutes left. But the persuasion, bro, I just love it when the Holy Spirit just, hey, this is the word. This is, you know, and it's pithy, right? Holy Spirit always says things, you know, through his word in a pithy way to where you and I just, oh yeah, I can get that. I get that. So I'm running my, I don't know if you ever ran or were in sports as a runner, but it takes time to stretch, to get your body, you know, to have your body manifest to the point to where, okay, now I'm ready. And to line up. And I just feel in you and around you the smile of Jesus every time I talk to you, bro. Every time.
I love it.
I love it.
I
love what you do. I love that you're inviting others to the, if I'm not mistaken, it's Birmingham Gathering. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Birmingham Glory Gathering. You got it right.
Birmingham Glory Gathering. That's such a blessing. And if I'm ever out that way, I'd love to drop in and just enjoy. Because it, you know, whether it's electronic like this or like the Mirror Bible study, Zoom study, which is electronic, the Holy Spirit is in all of us and we get to enjoy it. We really do. It's about the same for me anyway. God bless you, Brennan. I thank you for calling in. tfox@profitfox.com so I can have your email. 502-777. Love those numbers.
Yes. This is Sherry.
This is Mary.
Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, running this, okay, I stopped that one. Running this race, Sherry, with persuasion, you, if I'm not mistaken, you were persuaded in that you're running your race in such a way that you felt, I think this was several weeks ago, you gave a testimony of, you were experiencing blessings. Is that right?
That's correct.
Right. What's new in your life? What's God doing in your life? Are you reading the Mirror Bible yet? And, you know, just share a couple seconds here on what God is doing in your life, Sherry.
Well, he's still blessing me financially. I was able to get some furniture to finish up the rest of my house here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then my family was able to visit me last week for a whole week for Easter, which they haven't in over a year, haven't seen them. So we were able to get my house in order. So that was probably like the best trip we've had of them coming here, of just family time and just relaxing and getting myself settled in, because I haven't been settled in here for about 3 years. So this is like the first time I'm like, I feel like I can breathe.
That's great. See, that settling in, when you say settled, when you, as you realize that your rest, your settling in him can not only get you through the annoyances of, you know, the challenges of the daily life, but also, you know, the home that you look for and that the home you've been longing is in you in Jesus Christ. And and Elohim, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, want you to feel at home in this world. That's completely different from, I'm sure, what you hear from, you know, others. You know, their whole focus is, you know, Jesus coming soon, Jesus coming soon, you know, get yourself right and blah, blah, blah. Well, no distance, no delay. Christ in you is your glory. Christ in you is your home. You're complete in them. You're made as a son of God to do what? To live this life in the, not the shadow, but in the inexhaustible, amazing, as Paul would say, incomprehensible love relationship in Jesus. Yeah. Like Paul, let me say something. John Wimber years ago said this, and he was of the Vineyard movement, okay? He said, you are Jesus with skin on. Boy, howdy. That is so true, Sherry. So you having your family in. See, that's important. Because you are in not just the surroundings, but the peace of God in you prevails. And that is attractive. That sets people at ease when they walk over your, you know, the entrance into your home, your doorstep. Peace reigns. The Prince of Peace, not only Prince, the King of Peace reigns in your life. It's natural. See, in evangelicalism or something, we're always pushed, or you got to find out what your gifts are, and you got to, you know, this and that, and have to. Well, there is a point that the translator of the Mirror Bible made. Love uncovers and absolutely persuades good works seamlessly, effortless. It's just where you are. It's just who you are, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
It'll always be just who you are. And one person on a platform is no more important to Jesus, to Elohim, the three, than a person in a monastery that prays. You know, it's like Brother Lawrence, the book out called Practicing the Presence. There, the kingdom of God consists of righteousness, peace, and joy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, not what man, not what culture, not what religion demands, but just peace. Love that word, settling in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have discovered the settlement of them in you. And then that manifests in your life. You see how beautiful that is? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like the settling in of white. I see like a white and pink rose in your life light roses are sometimes preferred by people, and pink roses are preferred. How about just having both of them? And they're the perfume, the atmosphere that a rose provides, it just permeates the room. So sweet. So wonderful.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Sherry. Thank you for calling in. I will send this word to you. T Fox at ProphetFox.com, 856-994. Are you there?
Yes, sir. This is Bill.
Bill, okay, it's been a while. How are you?
Good.
Will of I am?
It.
Yeah.
That's it, brother.
You know, it just, okay. I was just speaking. I don't know if you heard when I was talking with Jose. And I'm going to record this for you. As I was saying to Jose earlier, I said the Spirit of God, Jesus gave unto mankind gifts, not so that we can be dependent on those that manifest prophetic or, you know, leadership or can preach or teach or event. We are not to depend on them, but we are to come into such a effortless relationship in Jesus Christ with Holy Spirit, with Father, to where when you go out and you are, you know, the purpose of your life that you feel and have mentioned on this podcast is to share Jesus. Well, guess what? He wants you to share him in the most inclusive way possible. See? Because like the Ethiopian will say that was reading the scriptures, those who you meet in your daily or weekly life, they have some, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit's job, and God never stops. Holy Spirit never stops. See, it's Holy Spirit's job to what? To convince people of what? Son of God, that they're sons of God, that they're joint heir with Jesus Christ, that Christ loves them effortlessly. So in your walk, and you shine a light upon a darkened mind, a soul that has all kinds of annoyances and contradictions in it, Jesus, through your words, through your smile, through your handshake, what have you, invites them. Bill, just like John Wimber said years ago, you be Jesus. You are Jesus with skin on. Amen?
Amen, brother.
So
I've been, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I have been going wherever I go, sharing Jesus.
Amen.
With people, talking to them about the Lord, the coming of the Lord, and getting right and knowing him. And I would say about 98% of the people that I hear are ready. Some of them, no. And there's one guy, there's a few that just don't agree. But you got to let it go and just pray for him.
See, Holy Spirit's the one that convinces.
Yes.
It's Holy Spirit's job.
Yep.
You can invite them into the conversation. What's the conversation? That you're loved. That's the conversation. See, because they, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for them. They just don't know it yet. 2,000 years ago, he included them. They just don't realize it yet. As a disciple of Jesus, a learner, it is a lifelong experience. You just invite them.
Yes.
That's all. Here's the thing. When you try and change a person's religion, you're going to lose.
Yep.
They're going to argue. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what they're trained to think. That's the lie that they believe. Oh, I got to identify with this religion or this theology or that theology. You know, Jesus blew the doors off of every religion, every theology that lawyers and, you know, the paid political, and I'm saying that on purpose, political religious people of his day, because the kingdom of God within him manifested through him rules and reigns, whether they understand it or not. And especially after our co-crucifixion, our co-burial, our co-resurrection, and you and I co-seated, the ascended, we are all co-seated in Christ. If their eyes are full of darkness, then their thoughts are full of darkness. What is darkness? That means having an unformed, a unsettled, a double-minded identity. Oh, there's delay. No, there's no delay. There is no difference and delay have been destroyed. Inclusion, for God so loved the world, did Jesus take away all the sins of the world, as John said, yeah, he did. So end of story. So, you know, it's not about what their church teaches. It's about what his scripture says through you. And for me, it makes a difference what scriptures I'm reading. How is it translated? Is it translated with theologies in mind, or is it as close to the translator's idea and the movement of the Spirit of God in the translator's life? You know, there's a couple that I read, NIV, Passion Translation, and of course my favorite is the Mirror Bible Translation. Transliteration and paraphrase, you know. So no distance. They're not distanced from God.
No.
He's as close to them as he is to you. It's not us and them. It's us, mankind. See. So that's how simple if you read it, in Luke chapter 9, I believe. Yeah, 8 and 9, Jesus said to his disciples, they didn't know, they had been around him and saw the word manifest in prophetic word was manifested in Jesus completely. The law and the prophets done. This is over with. I'm in the flesh. I'm revealed to you. Whole ball of wax, I'm going to step into your darkness on the cross. Father's never going to leave me. Spirit of God is with me forever. And, you know, it just goes on and on. The inescapable, amazing happening and the event of Jesus Christ goes far beyond this transactional Christianity that is taught and preached. It's not transactional. It was one and done. You and I are in all of it, my friend. You and I. So in the most base, see the simplicity of Jesus loves you and you don't do anything for salvation. Just, you know, realize it. Have a change of mind. He doesn't want any, you know, Bill, I was taught from age five. I'm 60 years old, over 60 years old. I was taught at age five, repent. What the heck is a five-year-old going to repent of? You know what? Really? Yeah. Right? You know, I took some chocolate milk I shouldn't have. You know, it's just ridiculous. Okay? You don't repent of anything. It's a made-up word. Metanoia means having change, having a change, experiencing. Again, it goes to the experience of the Holy Spirit in the person's life. It happened with me in a five-year-old kid to realize Jesus loved me. That was good enough. See? Repent of what? There is no repentance. See, Jesus doesn't see my sins now, nor did he as a five-year-old. He doesn't see your sins now, Bill. You don't need to keep an account or whatever. You're right with God because of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hey, it's Amen. Simple.
Keep it simple. See? Keep it simple because Jesus kept it so simple, but he, to those who were trusting in the law, he doubled down on it in order to show them that the law is you cannot fulfill it in your flesh. Therefore, I have come to fulfill the law and the prophets. Trust in my grace. Grace is not a license to sin, but no, it's a nursemaid, if you will. Grace helps us continually have the metanoia mind, okay, thought. Amen. Metanoia. See, that's a real word from the Greek. See, not this repentance nonsense. You see, if you have penance, if you earn it, it's you're back in law. If you realize it and it's by the Holy Spirit, then you're completely dependent upon the faith that Jesus gave you and each and every person walking this earth. Amen. Each and every person. There's a new, if you will, and I'll urge you and all callers. I think Brandon is still on the line, but I don't know. The new grace, it's called Grace Awakening Network. Mm-hmm. It's available online, and it's available through Roku TV, okay, if you have a Roku box. Grace Awakening Network, okay? It is filled with people who have walked off, if you will, the Titanic of evangelicalism and, you know, I mean, just on their journey, and it's filled with people, John Crowther, for example, others that will help mature anyone who listens, anyone who is hungry and tired of trying to measure up to get on the grace train and never get off of it. So I urge everyone listening, it's called GAN or Grace Awakening Network. Okay. And you can look at videos on demand. And should Father bless me with what is needed in order to put the prophet is in on there. There's over 300 episodes on this. I would love to be on the on-demand section, but you can pray with me about that. It would be a blessing to help more people hear. See, because here's one thing. I have walked away. I make no apologies. I've walked away from the daily annoyances of of prophesying 911 words, which do nothing but help the hearer. Oh, God does love. Of course he loves you. The prophetic is to encourage you to get out of the annoyances and the differences that comes up and the inconsistencies of daily life, and to put your eyes totally into the marvelous life of Jesus Christ that you and I are resurrected to exist in.
Yes.
See, so how that's different? I tell you, it's way different. Because in the real, I would say, prophecy is to not to say, oh boy, better get ready. You know, end of the world's coming. No, not. Life everlasting is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The old gospel business of this world is not my home. No. Planet Earth, you were created in and for this world. This world is my father, your father's world.
Yeah.
See? See, it's not about, oh, God, take me now. I can't hardly stand it. 911. What's the good word, 911? Oh, now I got to have another. Okay? No. This is the grace prophetic word that says Jesus is the constant of your life. Jesus, his life supersedes everything in our lives. Therefore, when attacks come, I don't believe in an all-powerful devil defeated at the cross. You know, those who want to preach a quote devil, a diabolus actually in the scripture, you'll read this in the Mirror Bible, diabolus, which is translated in some translations as devil. It's nothing but an evil mindset. And where did the evil mindset come from? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay. Jesus came as walking, talking tree of righteousness. Okay. Two trees in the garden. He came and manifested as a tree of righteousness, peace, and joy. The word flowing like the water. Okay. You get the symbolism here. Okay. Water of life coming flowing through you and I, so that out of us, as I gave to Brandon earlier, it's like a waterfall, like a Niagara waterfall flowing out of your, okay, out of your belly, out of your inner relationship and conversation with Jesus. Come on. This is good stuff. That's what makes you drunk. Okay? drink some of that water yourself. Realize it's flowing out of you, and like what Bill's doing, or like what Sherry's doing, or Jose is doing. You give others some of that water. What is the water? It's typifying of the word. The word will never fail. The water is always refreshing. You get them out of religion and allow the Holy Spirit to introduce them to relationship. Wow. See. Come on. See, I didn't get this. My journey off of the Titanic came by steps and steps of realization of the goodness and the grace of Jesus. Because I was wearing Tim out. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ministry team on Sunday, double duty. But, you know, playing on the worship team, double duty. Couldn't do enough. You know? Jesus said, relax from all that, will you? I love you, and just, I love you the same, whether you sing another song, whether you pray for another person. By the way, he never said pray for the sick. He just said heal the sick.
Yeah.
You right? Disciples didn't go, well, may I pray for you? No. They didn't do that. See? Heal the sick. Someone sick? Extend your hand. Say what Holy Spirit gives you.
Yes.
For their benefit, not for yours. Woo, come on. Go pray for somebody. Go speak healing to someone today. Okay?
Yes.
Speak it. That's all you got to do. Just, it, no formula. Just say, okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say? For their. See, Jesus didn't have to go anywhere. Extend a hand. He did it for those around so that they can see the manifest. Come on now, here it comes. The goodness of God. The kingdom of God reigns.
Yeah.
So let's follow it. If he reigns, and he does, what in the world are we concerned about, quote, a devil, quote, a mark of the, quote, beast, quote, you know, tribulation, quote, unquote, all that mess that was never, ever, ever believed until the 1600s.
Woo.
It's all about the kingdom of God, folks. See? You say, well, what about the 666? Well, you know, John was utilizing, I'll do that, and then don't want to keep anybody too late, but the 666 is a number that was extrapolated to the believers at that time, not today, okay, and not all that business. Okay. 666 was the number of the man, and the man who was a beast of it at his time was Nero. Yeah.
Oh.
Get it. He hung believers, followers of Jesus. He put them on poles, you know, and lit their bodies on fire. A beast. Yeah. So, you know, okay, if you want more information on that, take John Crowder's e-course called The Apocalypse, which doesn't mean the end of the world. No, the apocalypse is the revealing of Jesus Christ. There you go. Take a deep dive. It's fun. Okay. God bless you guys. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you, brother.
Bill, I hope sometime you'll have a moment. And let's see, who else is here? Sherry. I hope you and Bill will join me on the Zoom chapter by chapter mirror Bible study. It's on Facebook. Go to Facebook. Look up Mirror Bible Study Group. join in. Doesn't cost you anything. The only thing you have to do is get your mirror Bible and then join me on it. Because there's about 40 or 50 people like us looking, reading the Bible, and it's a koinonia, it's a fellowship, and it's such a supernatural blessing. You will not regret. Get your mirror Bible. You download that in your Play Store or in Kindle, what have you. And then we're in Luke chapter 10, first part of it. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. Hope to see you soon. Sherry, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Are you there?
Yes.
Join me on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central Time. My time is Pacific Time. Whatever time zone you're in, you know, you go from like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
What time is it there now where you're at?
I'm 11:51.
Oh, I'm 2:51.
So you're in Central Time. Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry, what time are you? What time zone?
I'm Eastern. It's 2:51.
It's 2:51. So 9 o'clock
Eastern.
For you, Sherry. It's an hour and 45 minutes, best hour and 45 minutes you've ever spent. Well, with the exception of Prophet is in. Anyway, and then, Bill, it would be 8 o'clock your time. And I urge you, pull out your mirror Bible, have another translation like the NIV or the Passion Translation, right along with it, and you'll start saying, this is interesting, you know? And then you read the author's, the translator's notes. Oh, this is really interesting. See? And then allow Holy Spirit to just bless your socks off. Amen?
Amen.
Facebook, Mirror Study Bible Group. I want to join. Mirror Bible Study Group. Download your Mirror Bible. That's the best way and the most inexpensive to me. I put it on my phone, okay, or your tablet or your laptop. Zoom is easy. They'll send you an invite, okay? All you got to do, it's your time zone, 8 o'clock for you, Bill. 9 o'clock for you, Sherry. You click on it. If you click, I use a mouse. Or, you know, highlight it. You're taken to Zoom. It's free. You just put your name in. And then, bang, when it starts at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 6 o'clock my time, you know, you'll be blessed. You really will. God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye now. Bye-bye, Sherry.
Bye.